Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And may it be real food for you. We just have a couple of days until we celebrate Christmas. And as I've said before again and again, we're so focused on giving gifts, which is a good thing to do. We're so focused on gifts. But have we given a gift to our Savior on His birthday? What can you give Him for this coming year as a gift from you? Think about that. We think about everybody else and what we need to do and what we've lost and what we can find and what we did find. But ask the Lord today, Lord, what can I give you this Christmas? Believe me, the Lord hears you. And then just be quiet. You don't have to push or force it. But just think about it for a little bit. It may be that you change something in your life. It may be that you give God 15 minutes of prayer a day. It may be something like that. You may be a composer writing a song for the Lord. Whatever talents you have, put them to work. Just ask God, how can I honor you? How can I serve you this Christmas? Please. A child shall be born for us, and he will be called God, the Almighty. Every tribe of the earth shall be blessed in him. I want to see you blessed. I do. I want to see you blessed by God. I want to see you before him, asking him what you could give him this Christmas that would bring him joy. Think about that. That's where we should go first, to the one whose birthday it is. What can you give him this Christmas? He'll let you know. The book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, 23 to 24. Thus says the Lord God, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Very good to ask, Lord, what can I give you this Christmas on your birthday? We spend so much time buying things for other people, and blessed be God if we can do that. But at the same time, what will I give my Lord, my God, whose birthday it is? Pray about that today. Ask him. Lo, the reading says, lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. God sees everything. He knows everything. We can't even imagine that, but he does. He's come to save us because he loves us. Do you really thank him on this Christmas day, coming in just a couple of days? Have we thanked him for what he has given? Let's take a look at Psalm 25. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. Not to say, I know who I am, I know what I'm doing, I can take care of everything myself. No. Bring all you have to God. Please. And he may just be quiet, then go ahead slowly with what you're doing. But don't be surprised if there's an interruption, so to speak, and you see something more that you should do. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 57 to 66, when the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives, who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then? What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." Brothers and sisters, how much we need to seek the Lord. How much we need to spend time with him every day. There'll be days go by and you'll hear nothing. Read his scripture. Read his word. Be encouraged. And I don't say that God's going to come down from heaven necessarily to speak to you, although he might. But we're sure that he's speaking to your heart. He's drawing you to himself. What a birthday gift for God to be closer to him than you have before this. Take time. Please. You will never regret it. There was a short article written by St. John Paul. He said this about John: "The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, he named my name." The words of the prophet Isaiah are well suited to describe this great biblical figure who stands between the Old and the New Testaments. In the long line of Israel's prophets, John the Baptist was placed by God's providence immediately before the Messiah in order to prepare the way before him by his preaching and by the witness of his life. Even from his mother's womb, John indicates the one who will reveal to the world the loving plan of God. From my mother's womb you called me. Today we can make our own these words. God knew and loved us even before our eyes could contemplate the marvels of creation. At birth, all men and women receive a human name. But even before that, each one has a divine name, the name by which God the Father knows and loves them from eternity and for eternity. This is true for everyone, with the exception of none. No one is nameless in God's sight. That comes from John Paul II. Think of that. He says, before his astonished kinsman, Zechariah confirms that his name, the name of his son, writing it on a tablet, God himself, through his angel, had given that name, which in Hebrew means God is benevolent. God is benevolent to human beings. He wants them to live. He wants them to be saved. God is benevolent to his people. He wants to make of them a blessing for all the nations of the earth. God is benevolent to humanity. He guides the pilgrim way toward the land where peace and justice reign. All this is contained in that name, John. Most Holy Virgin, you have always guided the Christian people on their pilgrim way. Continue to watch over your children. Help them never to forget the name, the spiritual identity which they received in baptism. Help them to rejoice always in the priceless grace of being followers of Christ. May you be the guide of each one, you, Mother of God, and our Mother Mary. I had the privilege of meeting John Paul a couple of times. And the last time I saw him, he was walking with a cane and he was going down a flight of stairs ahead of me. And he stopped on a landing partway down and he lifted up his cane and he said, "Why this?" Brothers and sisters, all of us can do that. All of us can walk away with this from this program and something might happen to us. Why this? God wants to draw us closer and closer to himself. It's not easy, but if we yield to him through whatever ailment we might have, yield to him, he will help you. He will really help you. May God and his abundant blessings shine on you today. May they shine on you through the whole Christmas season. May you know the goodness of God. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.